Please be seated.
在我们的属灵生活里面啊，有一个很重要的操练，就是学习安静。
In our spiritual life, we must learn how to enjoy quietness.
所谓安静，不是说没有讲话。
So quietness here doesn't mean no talking.
所谓安静，就是我们的心啊，在神面前啊，平静安稳。
It means that in front of God, our heart is still and quiet.
这个是我们得力量的一个泉源。
This is the source of our strength.
主耶稣对门徒交代要传福音。
So when Lord Jesus Christ instructs the disciples to preach the gospel,
这是一个很大的挑战。
This was a great challenge to them.
这是一个很重要的托付。
This was a great task given to them.
但是当开始在做这个工作之前，主耶稣要教他们学习安静。
So that's why before God entrusts them this task, he taught them how to be still and quiet.
好，我们看使徒行传第一章。
Let us all turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Book of Acts chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
这里主耶稣告诉门徒。
Here Lord Jesus Christ instructed the disciples.
圣灵降临你身上，你要得着能力。
When the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will receive power.
啊，你要开始做为我做见证。
And you will testify for me.
那这个圣灵怎么下来的
？How did Holy Spirit descend？
第四节。
So、look at verse 4。
耶稣跟他们门徒聚集的时候，吩咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷。
”And when Jesus assembled them, he told them not to leave Jerusalem.
要等候父所应许的，就是你们听说过再过几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
But wait for the promise of the Father.
所以他们大概。花了十天的时间，在耶路撒冷安静的等候。
So they spent about 10 days waiting in Jerusalem.
什么都没有做。
And they didn't really do much.
就是在那边祷告。
They probably just prayed.
等候从上头来的能力。
They wait for the power from above.
所以第一个安静就是在实际的做圣工之前。
So we must have this moment of quietness and stillness before we do holy work.
那我们才能够得到力量。
That way we can gain strength.
那有时候我们在教会做圣工。
Often when we do holy work in church,
我们很关心工作，这是很好，很有责任感。
We are really concerned about the task at hand. This is good. It means we have responsibility.
但是我们常常忘记在神面前安静的等候。
But we often forget to wait before the Lord quietly.
那如果没有等候上头的能力，我们做工的果效就会有出问题。
If we forgot to wait for the power from the above, then there is some concerns with our holy work.
所以主耶稣出来传道理，我们看他所关心的跟门徒不太一样。
When Lord Jesus Christ was preaching, the things he cared about was slightly different from the disciples.
我们看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
35节。
Gospel of Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Verse 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before the daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. 36. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him.
37.
When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone's looking for you."
这个门徒啊，就来找主耶稣。
When the disciples come and look for Jesus,
大家都在找你啊。
They told him that everyone's looking for you.
就是说，好多人等啊，要听你讲道，要请你帮他祷告。
Because many want Jesus to pray for them and to preach to them.
所以这些门徒所关心的是好多的工作要做。
The disciples were concerned about the many holy work at hand.
但是主耶稣所关心的第一件事情不是这个。
But that's not what Lord Jesus Christ was concerned about. That was not his priority.
35节.
Verse 35.
天未亮, 耶稣到旷野去, 在那里祷告。
So, having risen a long while before the daylight, he went out to a solitary place to pray.
所以他一天的开始就是从很安静的 在神面前祷告, 得到力量。
Lord Jesus Christ began his day with a prayer to gain the power.
现在我们 科技发达, 变成非常方便。
Now our technology is so advanced that everything is so convenient.
所以有时候我们 一大早起来, 我们就去check email.
We often check our email the first thing in the morning.
因为我们关心工作, 今天要做什么。
Because we're concerned about work.
但是我们如果这样做, 我们常常会失去安静的心。
However, if we build this habit, then we may lose a quiet or still life.
因为当工作一进来, 我们就马上想要回应。
Because whenever there's work, we want to reply right away.
那这样啊, 我们就很难安静在神面前祷告。
This way, it's hard for us to pray quietly in front of God.
那现代的科技带给人方便。
Yes, technology does bring a lot of convenience.
也让人失去安静的心。
However, we lose a lot of quiet time because of it.
所以有时候我们虽然来到教会, 心还是静不下来。
And many times we come to church without a quiet heart.
所以有时候我们看到信徒啊, 诶, 电话响了就冲出去, 等一下进来又冲出去。
We often see believers come in and out because of the phone calls.
人是在会堂里面, 但是心还是跟世界连在一起。
Physically, people may be in the chapel, but at their heart, they're still connected with the world.
那这样的话, 我们就很难在神面前得到力量。
This is not a good way to gain power from God.
所以我们教会的可贵就是我们不是守一个小时, 我们是守安息日。
Our church do not just worship for 1 hour. We observe the whole Sabbath.
是整天的。
It's for whole day.
所以如果这一天我们能够跟世界把它切开来,
if we're able to cut ourselves from the world,
那我们就在神面前能够安静。
This way we can have quietness in front of God.
能够重新得力。
We can regain our strength.
所以现在的科技看起来是方便, 但是其实控制了好多的人。
Even though technology brings so much convenience, but many also fall under the boundage of it.
因此我们要学习安静啊, 只要学习控制很方便的现代科技所给我们的。
So, in order to have a quiet life, we must control the technology instead of letting it control us.
我们要做他的主人, 不是他做我们的主人。
We must be the master, and don't let the technology be the master.
因此现在的人啊, 除了睡觉之外, 24小时都在刺激自己。 就是用音乐, 用视听, 用简讯, 啊, 这样在刺激。
We observe that this generation, people want to stimulate themselves with music, with everything else.
会安静不下来。
They cannot be still or quiet.
因为我们常常发现在一些神学训练班, 跟这些学员讲, 都不要用这些东西。
And for example, during trainings or SSCs, we told the students not to use these devices.
我们就发现, 这样以后啊, 祷告就体验就很多。
And because of it, they're able to gain a lot from prayer.
因为 当我们跟世界隔开, 我们就能够很专一地归向神。
Only when we are able to separate ourselves from the world, we can be one with God.
但是这是我们自己需要的一种操练。
This is kind of discipline we must have for ourselves.
不要让方便的科技控制我们, 让我们失去安静的心。
Do not let the convenient technology be the master of our lives.
有一次这个夏威夷教会到一个地方去开学生联会。
The Hawaiian Church had a student spiritual convocation somewhere.
他们叫做retreat, 其实是学生联会。
Even though they call it a retreat, it was actually a student spiritual convocation.
我第一件事情到了就去问那个管理员, 这里有没有internet?
The first thing people ask was there internet?
那个管理员说, 你不是来这边retreat吗?
The the manager there said, "Aren't you here for retreat?"
所以 retreat 就是说你从世界退下来，你跟世界隔开，这样你才真的休息啊。Retreat
means that you cut yourself away from the world. Then you can have rest.
那我们今天来到教会，Same
thing when we come to the church.
如果我们能够跟世界这样隔开来，那这样才叫休息啊。If
we're able to cut ourselves from the world, then that's the true rest.
那这样我们才能够安静。This
way we can be still.
才能够重新得力。
This way we can gain strength.
所以主耶稣的生活有两种层面。
There are two aspects if we look at Lord Jesus Christ's life.
一个是约翰福音第八章，我们看约翰第八章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 8.
第一节。
Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 1.
请读。
Verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
第二节。
Verse 2. Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him. And he sat down and taught them.
这里说个人都回家去了。
Here, everyone returned home.
回家做什么？休息，家庭生活。
Chapter 7, verse 53. People went home to their own house to rest.
那耶稣却往橄榄山去。
But Lord Jesus Christ went to the Mount of Olives.
山是很安静的地方。It's
quiet on the mountain.
是他跟神在一起的。
He can be with God.
那第二天呢？第二节又回到殿去，那众百姓就到他那里，就是他工作的时候。And
now, in verse 2, when Jesus Christ returned to the temple, it was his work life.
所以，如果我们看到一个人很热心做工，常常跟大家在一起，但是没有安静的时间，可能这个服事会有问题。So
some workers are very zealous. They work with people all the time, but they don't have quiet time for themselves. This may be a potential problem. Because even Lord Jesus Christ had this quiet time to have a face-to-face time with God.
这样来重新得力,
to regain the strength.
所以我们今天呢,每一天的生活,我们在家里,工作之前呢,需要安静。
So before our work, we must have quiet time.
跪在神的面前来亲近神。
We must kneel in front of God to draw close to Him.
那有安静的心，我们到我们自己工作的场合，你发现我们就有力量来面对我们的工作，能够发出基督的香气。This
way, we will not be surprised when we have the sweet aroma of a Christian when we enter the work.
因为我们是面对神，重新得力。Because
we came in front of God and renewed our strength.
甚至一个人要负担工作之前，有时候需要有一段时间的安静。
And some people may need a longer period of time to quiet down.
你看以利亚要面对450个先知。
When Elijah was faced with 450 false prophets,
神送他到基利西旁。
God sent him to the next to the river of Kishur.
什么都没有,
there was nothing there.
连吃的东西也没有,
there was nothing to eat.
那在这个环境里面啊, 把所有物质都拿开, 那只有他跟神。
When all the material possession of the world was departed from the prophet, he only have God.
我们今天信仰最大的困难现在来讲就是我们跟神之间有一个
We often feel that the material possession is blocking us from getting to God.
有一天我们安静在想,
if we're able to have a quiet time,
我们24小时内在想到这个物质的东西有多久, 你会发现非常惊讶, 时间花了很多。
Let us think about how much time in our 24 hours we spend thinking about the worldly possessions.
那这个东西本来是神的恩典。The
originally the worldly possessions are a blessing from God.
竟然成为我们跟神的阻隔。When
does it become a stumbling block?
所以我们觉得到非洲去做工，一个很大的不同就是你什么都没有。When
workers went to Africa, they had nothing.
你带钱去也没有东西可以 shopping。
Even if you bring the U.S. dollar there, there's nothing to shop for.
没有电视, 没有电话, 什么都没有。
There's no telephone, no TV, nothing.
你发现你跟神之间的没有阻隔。
People often found out that there's no stumbling blocks between them and God.
所以伊利亚, 第一个就是要到基利西旁。
The first thing that Elijah had to do was be next to a river.
把物质拿掉, 使他跟神建立亲密的关系。
Depart from the world to build a strong relationship with God.
那这样出来, 他才能够面对工作的挑战。
Then when he come out of that place, he was able to face with a great challenge.
所以在神的恩典中, 怎么不让神的恩典成为一种跟神的阻隔, 这个就是我们的需要努力。
We must learn and you must ponder upon how not to turn God's blessing into the stumbling block.
不然的很多啊, 家里面的电视啊, 家里面那个物理啊, 那个game啊, 家里面的这个, 很多很多的东西啊, 就成为一个人跟神的阻隔。
Since whatever at home, doesn't matter if it's TV or we, it often becomes a stumbling block for people.
因此要学习安静啊, 就是需要从有一个操练, 从礼拜五太阳下山, 啊, 跟信仰, 跟圣公没有关系的, 电视, 网路, 全部都切断。
We must have this kind of discipline that after Friday night, sundown, we must cut off the internet cable and TV cable.
还有世界娱乐, 全部都结束。
Cut off all forms of entertainment.
因为这一天是圣日。
Because we must dedicate that day for the sacred. It's a sacred day.
什么是圣? 属神的就是圣。
It belongs to the Lord.
哦, 所以世界的把它拿开。
So remove worldly things from it.
那这样我们才能够安息着得到安息, 然后整个亲近神, 能够重新得力。
This way we can renew our strength during the Sabbath.
哦, 所以基督徒的有, 跟一个非基督徒的有是不一样。
Our possessions is very different from a non-Christian.
我们需要有, 但是不会让这个物质上的拥有阻隔了我们跟神的关系。
We have the possessions, but we will never let it become a stumbling block between us and God.
所以很多时候安静不下来, 是太多物质的东西。
Because the possessions let us not to have a quiet life.
那我们在, 遇到困难, 也需要安静。
Whenever we encounter trouble, we also need this quiet time.
就是在神面前安静,
to have a quiet time in front of God.
让我们能够亲近神得到力量。
So we can have the time to draw close to God.
我们看一节, 然后我们的祷告。
So let's turn to the last verse and then we'll pray.
诗篇 46篇。
Psalm 46.
第十节。
Psalm 46, chapter, Psalm 46, verse 10. Verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the earth.
中文看不出来, 英文哦, be still, 就是要安静, 要知道我是神。
So this in English it mentioned be still.
那第一节, 神是我的避难所, 是我的力量, 是我在患难中随时的帮助。
And if you look at the same chapter, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength.
所以当人遇到患难,神就是我们的力量。
We often discover that God is our only refuge and strength in a lot of difficulties.
避难所。
We can find safety in
it. 怎么能够有这个体验呢?
How are we able to experience this?
第十节, 你们要安静。
The answer is in verse 10, be still.
就在神面前安静。
Be still in front of God.
用心来亲近神。
Use our heart to feel God.
重新得力。
Renew our strength.
所以我们在灵恩会这三天呢, 就是要让我们安静。
This is our main focus in the spiritual convocation these 3 days.
重新得力。
We must renew our strength.
所以我们灵恩会完呢, 能够有力量来面对我们的工作, 我们的, 我们的问题。
And after the spiritual convocation is over, we have the strength to face the world.
我们现在还有25分钟, 我们一起来祷告。
We still have 25 minutes, let's all pray together.
求主的圣灵运行, 带领, 祝福, 我们的灵恩布道会。
May the Holy Spirit work mightily among us.
那如果, 也需要到前面的，我们也可以到前面来祷告。
If you want to come to the front, please come to the front.
好，我们一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray together.